Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy, they bring to me, how I long,
what's more to be, with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long,
what's more to be, with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we come to you in prayer, we're coming in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we're coming to ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us guidance, Father, and the truth of this, your word, and a deeper understanding so that we can be better pastors, better teachers, better deacons, and better children. And Father, we know that unless we can get the truth from your word and all, we would have to depend upon ourselves. And we know, Father, that ourselves and by ourselves, we are not worthy and we are not righteous. It takes the Holy Spirit of Almighty God to keep us upon that pathway and to make of us what we are supposed to be. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this evening. And we ask this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. You know, before I get into the service this evening, I do have something I'd like to share with you. You know, I do listen to quite a few ministers on television because I want to know what's going on in the world. Well, we don't get the truth out of the media anymore. But when you know the Lord Jesus Christ and you listen to the Holy Spirit when He speaks to you, you can learn a whole lot listening to these men. And you know which ones are right and which ones are not. And a lot of times you can pick up things that will really help you. I had this one that was teaching about prayer, what prayer is, what it does. And he was telling us that to really get strong in prayer, we need, before we go to God in prayer, to sit down and write it out. He said, if you'll sit down and write it out, he said, it will get you into the Spirit, and it'll also teach you how to pray from the Word of Almighty God. And he said, it'll help strengthen your faith. I kind of wondered about that, because I know, you know, we don't always have to go to God with long prayers. Short prayers, a lot of times, is all we need. But I thought, you know, the Spirit just had me feeling pretty good about it, and I thought, I'm going to give that a try. So I sat down. I was going to be going to the Lord in prayer. So I sat down and I took the Bible and I went to searching for what I was going to be praying about. And I found a lot of it in the Scripture. And I wrote it all out and got it listed in the way I wanted to speak it. And it did teach me something. It's like meditating as you read the Word. It does let you see things before you actually say them. It does help your faith. But with that said, I'm not telling you to always do that. That's not what I'm telling you. But it is a help. He was right in that situation. It was a help. It helped strengthen my prayer. And it let me really see what I was saying as I prayed to God. All right. I'm going to be coming to you this evening and talking with you from John chapter 16. We may not hold you too long this evening, don't know. Just depends on what the Spirit's got for us. But whatever it is, that's what we'll receive. Beginning here with verse 1. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. These things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Albeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and you shall see, you shall see me again. A little, you shall not see me again, and a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father. And they said, therefore, what is this that he saith? A little while, we cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do ye require among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born unto the world. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have I asked nothing in my name. Ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in parables. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in parables, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from the Father. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, lo, now speaketh thou plainly and speaketh no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee by this. We believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And may the Lord add his blessing unto the reading of this his word. And now may the Holy Spirit come forth to bring to you and I those things that God would have each of our hearts to receive this day and from this word. And once again, we give praise, honor, and glory unto that sweet, precious name. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. As we back up here, we see where Jesus here is talking to his disciples here in the beginning. And he says, these things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. He's getting ready to tell them something, And it also serves as a warning for you and I, because we have also been told that we are going to be going through most of these same things in our day and time, in the day and time we are now living, because we are living in the days of time. And we are well into those days. We don't know when or just how close His coming for the church is, but we know we are close because of the things He told us to watch for. We have seen them come about for the most part. Now, we do know that there is some things coming to mankind that His church may never see, because He's going to be coming for His people and for His church. But here in verse 2, He's giving them a warning. And we need to heed this warning. He said, they shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. They're going to put them out of the synagogues. What are they doing to you and I today? They're doing everything they can do. Our own government is doing everything they can do to put you and I out of the church and to keep us away from the word of Almighty God. They shut the church doors. They kept them shut for quite a while. Then they told the preachers they could open the churches back up, but they could only have so many, and they had to do this and do that, and there was places that they told them they couldn't sing hymns or they couldn't have communion. And you see, mankind don't have that kind of power. They don't have that kind of authority. And we need to be standing just like Peter and John stood when they was put in jail for doing the same identical thing. They didn't listen to those that told them not to preach in Jesus' name anymore. But they did, and they took and they put them in jail or in prison, and then they took them and they warned them again and gave them a beating and warned them again not to go and talk or preach in that name. But Peter and John told them, we ought to obey God rather than man. And they went straight from where they was at to the synagogue at the very same day and was standing preaching in the name of Jesus. You see, we can't walk in fear, because God don't give us fear. He gives us faith. And we're told in His word, where there is faith, there is no fear. If you've got fear, you're walking with very, very little faith. And you're not using it. Because if you was, there wouldn't be no fear there. And you know, those that are trying to take the Lord Jesus Christ away from the people of our nation are our own people, but they are lost, and they are trying to trash this nation and take it down and establish their own government and force it upon all people. But you know, if we can get God's people, all of his people, to wake up and stand together and let their voices be heard, we can take this nation back. But whether we take the nation back or not, all of us that are born again, children of Almighty God, and we will not walk in fear, we will not walk away from the Lord Jesus Christ, we are still standing in victory. I have victory today because I am not turning loose of my Lord nor my God. And whatever they tell me, that is what I'm going to do. Regardless of what man has to say or to say about it, I'm going to stand where God wants me to stand. Satan tries everything he can try to get us pulled away from Almighty God. And he does get some every now and then. He gets a few away. But right here is one he ain't going to get. And he's not going to stop me as long as I am here on this earth. And as long as I have breath to speak, I'm going to be speaking the word of Almighty God, and it will be the way he had it recorded and handed down to me. It's not going to be the type of messages and things to tickle the ear and they say what they want to hear. It'll be the things that is said that comes from this place, as long as I'm here, will be what they need to hear and what God gives me to share with them. Because it's sure not going to be what man wants them to have. Now, here in 3, he says, and these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. You see, he's explaining himself here exactly what he meant and why they do these things to you and I. It's because they don't know God, the Heavenly Father, nor Jesus Christ himself, nor the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And a lot of that we have to lay at the church door, because we've got too many churches today that is not teaching about the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And we've got those that are teaching the wrong thing about him. Those that are teaching about the Holy Spirit, that he and all the gifts and all of that died when the apostles died. No, that was just the beginning of it. You see, that day of Pentecost, that's when the Holy Spirit was sent back to be with man, and that's when the church age started. And the church age will not end until the Lord Jesus Christ comes back and takes his church out of this world.
Amen.
Regardless of what any leader or anyone will tell you different. So you want to stay in and with God's word and keep on walking in the Spirit of Almighty God. I want nothing else. And I want to grow more and more every day, more in depth, and stronger in His will and His way, and not man's or nor my own, but always in His, and always speaking His word. And we're going to see great things happen when we will walk with Him, and we will listen to Him, and we will do what He asks of us to do. We're going to see great things happen before He comes back after the church. You see, the things that's really holding Him now are those that are yet to be saved. We don't know who they are, where they are, or how many they are. But we do know He's waiting for them. And when that last one is saved that is to be saved, He'll be back for His church. Oh, there's going to be some saved in tribulation. Bible says so. Yes, Bible does. Bible tells you there'll be 144,000. But that's not from the church either. Because you see, the church at that time is gone. The church has already went to be with Him. And that 144,000 are of His chosen people, of the Jewish persuasion. Because it also goes on to tell you that it is 12,000 of each one of the tribes. And that's 12,000 times 12,000. And that makes 144, because you see, there's 12 tribes of Israel. Mankind, long about 45, 50 years back, really began to get away from God's word and let too much come into the church that should not be in the church, because they are afraid it'll take my congregation and they'll start leaving, and then when they leave I won't have the money coming in. Well, which is better, to lose a little money or to lose your church and your soul? Because that's what's happened to a lot of them. Yes, we have some big churches out here. Congregation-wise, they're big churches. Thousands in them. And we have those that will hold services where there'll be four or five different preachers there to speak to them. But they're tickling ears instead of preaching the word of Almighty God. And that is what has brought this nation down to where it's at. Now, Jesus goes on here. And for He says, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. He was with them there, so He hadn't told them until now. It is time that He's going to be going back to heaven and the Father that sent Him here. Now, He has also warned you and I about his coming for the church and the end of our age. This Bible speaks about that and speaks very plainly about it. It's not it. Now, you know, he's letting them know why he had warned them. He's let you and I know why we have been warned. Now, with them, it was a little different. And he goes on here to share even that with them. Verse 5, he says, "But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou?" He said, I'm going back to the one that sent him, which is the Father, our Heavenly Father that sent him. He says, "But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart." They wasn't wanting him to leave. But you see, they still was not understanding really and truly what he was talking about. And that's the problem that we've been having in our churches today. Because we have had too many behind the podiums today that have not been filled with the Holy Spirit because they have stood and broadcasted that all of that died and disappeared when the apostles did, when they passed away. No, you see, they just went home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus, when he got to where he was going and got back to the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit back to you and I. That was just the beginning of what the church was to have within it. And it's time that the church and all of those that wants to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ wake up, stand up and be accounted. Find you a place to where you can get with others that are standing on God's word and living what they understand and continuing to grow until they come to that place to where they are filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And then he will guide them and direct them in all the ways they need to go. And we need those to quit denying him. Now, he says here in 7, he says, "Nevertheless, I tell you truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." He's told them plainly, and it's carried down to your day and time, because we know that that took place on the day of Pentecost. That very verse there come into being. Because he went back to the Father, and on the day of Pentecost, when they was all in that upper room, what happened? The Holy Spirit was sent to them. And it wasn't just 12. There was 120 in that upper room. And the Word tells you and I that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And now he has been given to all that will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, all that will put their faith and their trust in him and grow in his word and bring this word into life by living it. But if you're not going to live his word, then you're not going to walk with the Spirit of Almighty God. So don't be making excuses, because excuses are not going to get you anything. And mankind's good today about making excuses. Well, I can't go to church because I got to do this. Oh, I just can't. You know, I want to go, but I just can't because I got this to do and I got that to do. Whatever it is that you are using as an excuse is becoming your God, because you have put that before the Lord our God. Now, verse 8, and when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He's going to reprove this world. And he's going to bring forth that knowledge of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. In these next verses, Jesus is telling his disciples of this. He says, of sin because they believe not on me. So you see, the Holy Spirit is going to bring that too when he comes. And he is here now. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. But you're going to have to walk in righteousness. He's letting them know this. And you and I, because we are still under that same thing. We are under grace. And we are to walk just exactly like Jesus is telling them. Of judgment. Because the prince of this world is judged. The prince of this world is Satan. That old devil. And the Lord Jesus Christ has already beaten him. And he is being judged every day. And those that will follow him, judgment is following them. And one day, they'll stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. And they'll hear him say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, because I never knew you. Because they wanted to follow Satan. Now, here in 12, he says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Well, we know, though, that there was a time that they did hear it, because it was passed on to you and I. And a lot of it was through them and through some others that the Lord our God met and called. And yet, mankind is still not bearing up under it, because they will not accept it. Nor will they accept his word. As I said, we have a leadership right now in our government that is trying to make God's word, his book, a book of hate speech. And it's a book of love. of so much love that God sent his only son into the world to die so you and I could have a way of eternal life and even have a better life here on this earth. And it doesn't matter what's going on around us. When you are walking with the Lord Jesus Christ and you're walking with the Spirit of Almighty God, even with things that are going on today, you can still stand and you are filled with joy. If you are a child of the living God and you don't have joy in you, there's something missing. There's something wrong. I face trials every day. Every day, Satan is trying to get to me. But you know, I can take that and rejoice in it because I know that the Lord Jesus Christ has beaten him. He has no power. All he can do is use deception. He can't force me into doing nothing. If I choose to do something that I shouldn't do, that has been my choice. He may have put the idea in my head, but it was my choice to do it. Because he can't force me to do it. And that's why he's working so hard today. He knows his time is growing shorter every day. Now, here in 13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. You see, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He'll guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You see, he's always lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is. He's lifting up Jesus. And he will guide you and I into all truth. And he will let us know of things, or as the scripture says, he will show you things to come. We're not caught as much by surprise as what a lot of people think, especially if we stay in the church, if we stay in his word. And we need to be spreading this gospel everywhere, and especially among our own families. We need to be getting and sit down with our own families, because time is growing short in all of those that we cannot get to accept the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be lost and end up in that lake of fire. How much love do you have for them? Have you got enough love that you want to see them make heaven their home? Well, then spend time in sharing God's word and his love for them. And do everything you can do to get them into the church and into his word so they can grow just like we need to grow. Now, 14 says, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. He's still talking about the Holy Spirit here. You see, he's letting us know that he's going to glorify him. Jesus himself is telling us the Holy Spirit is going to be glorifying him, keeping him lifted up, keeping him being praised. And working with those that belong to him. You see, we have to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ before we can even receive the Holy Spirit. And then he works with us to keep us lifted up and to keep us prepared so that we can walk with Jesus. And we're here on this earth to do his work that he has for us. Because you see, there is still a lot of work to be done on this earth, a lot of things that he wants done, and he's in heaven, and he has you and I to work through. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit has the knowledge and has the tools to do whatever work that the Lord will call upon you and I for. Now, 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. You see, everything that the Father has, pardon me, also belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we become that born-again child of the living God, it also has become ours, because we became heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. What's his from the Father is also ours. That's God's word. Not mine, that's his word. He shall say, I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. That's Jesus' own words, letting you know that what is his is also ours, brought to us by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. 16, a little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Now here Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's telling them that he's getting ready to leave this earth. This is why he said they were sorrowful. But they, you see, they wouldn't understand it because he had been speaking to them kind of in parables. In 17, then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father. You see, they wouldn't understand that parable because they had not yet been given the Holy Spirit. He wasn't living within them. They didn't get it until the day of Pentecost. But here Jesus is still with them. Now, 18, they said, therefore, what is this that he saith? A little while, we cannot tell what he saith. 19, now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and he said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me? But you see, these verses are letting them know that he is going to be leaving, but he's still talking in parables here. Because he is letting them know in his way that he's going to die, as man called it here. He's going to leave this earth and go back to heaven where he came from. That's when they won't see him anymore. But then he said, yet a little while and you will see me, because they also one day will leave this earth and go to meet me, just as you and I. One day, we will leave this earth and we will go and stand before him. But how we have lived while we are here will decide where we are going to spend eternity, whether we'll spend it with him or whether we're going to spend it in that lake of fire. Think about it. Now, here in 21, he says, a woman when she is in travail has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And you know, most women, in fact, I don't know one that can actually explain to you how great her pain was during childbirth. And I worked in OB. They have a lot of pain. But when that child is born, that's a change within them. They can remember some of it, but they cannot remember just how great that pain was. But they're filled with joy because of that baby. It's been born. It's here now. And she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born unto the world. You see, God told a woman that she wouldn't remember all that pain. That's why a woman will have no more kids. They know there's pain, but they can't remember all of it or just how bad it was. And you now, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. The joy that we have within us that comes from God, man cannot, I don't care what he wants to throw against you, he cannot take that joy out of you. When you really have that joy that comes from God, man can't take it. He can try all he wants, but he can't take it. Verse 23, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Now listen to this. This is where a lot of us today are failing. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. That's what being a child of God will do for you. Truly, being a born-again child of God, he is telling you in his own words, you can ask the Father in his name. And he'll give it to you. As long as it ain't something foolish or something that's going to hurt you or cause you to walk away from him. No, he's not going to give you things that's bad. God don't give anything that's bad. Everything he gives is good. 24, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. He says, up this time you ain't asked nothing in my name. And you shall receive. that your joy may be full. He said, now ask in my name, and it'll be given. 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. He's telling them, now I'm going to quit talking to you in Proverbs, and I'm going to talk plainly. 26, at that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. He says, you don't ask in my name, and then I'm going to pray to the Father for you. Why? He's our intercessor, ain't he? So why, when I pray and ask God for something today, why won't he ask him for me? No. For the Father himself loveth you. You see, when we love the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have become the sons and the daughters, the Father loves us, and we have access to the Father. Because you have loved me. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and then come into the world again. I leave the world now and go to back to the Father. He's talking plain to them now. Over here he was talking to them parables. He was telling them in these parables the same thing. Only now he's explaining this, bringing it out to a greater understanding. Just like the Spirit does to you and I today when we are in his word. And we'll read verses that we don't really get the full understanding of that verse. And the Holy Spirit will bring that to us. And that's why we meditate upon his word. And he tells us to meditate on his word day and night. Now, his disciples said unto him, lo, now speaketh thou plainly, and speaketh no proverb. Now we are sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. By him making it plain to them, now their faith builds. And now they know he came from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. He's telling them, that time is here now, where you all are going to be scattered. You'll not be with me. You're going to be scattered. And leave, he says, and leave me alone. We know that happened, didn't it? When he went into Jerusalem, and when they took Jesus as prisoner, the disciples all scattered. Peter even denied him three times one night before the morning. Pardon me. Now, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. He's letting us know through them. He told them, he said, in the world you're going to have troubles, you're going to have tribulation. But just as he's telling them, the Spirit's telling you and I today, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's why when we walk in faith with the Lord our God, that we don't have to fear. Because he overcame the world. He overcame Satan. He did all of that so you and I could have eternal life. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for a place and a time that we can come together to share with each other your word, to help each other to grow in faith and in strength of faith. Because, Father, we all, one day when we step out of this life, we want to be ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, to spend eternity with him. We want no part of Satan, Father. And we ask that the Holy Spirit not let us be deceived. Keep us always in remembrance of thy word and of things that are wrong, so that we not do them, Father, and that we can always walk in righteousness as your child and be of service unto you and the Lord Jesus Christ all the days of our lives here on this earth. Use us, Father, in great and mighty ways, not to lift us up before man, but to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and to help us to spread that gospel so that others, Father, that are walking in darkness can come from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus. Now, Father, for your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. And Father, for Jerusalem and Israel, we pray for peace for them. We know that right now they're having very little peace, but we're praying for peace for them. But even more than that, Father, we're praying for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, as their King of Kings and Lord of Lords, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. And Father, for this land of ours, it's turned its back and walked so far away, took Jesus out of every place he was in, trying to do away with the Holy Bible, Father. And they're standing against your people, against Jesus, against the church, against your people. Help us to remove them from office, Father, and to put those in that will stand for the church, stand for Jesus, and help us, your people, to bring our government to repentance and put it back upon the foundation in which it was founded, in that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, our prayer list, as each name is named, Father, Holy Spirit, touch them and work with them to fulfill whatever need they have, Father, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Kenny Powers, Mark Pavlik, Amy, Amy's husband Tom, Amy and Tom's young son Jacob, Terry Coates, Dennis Breeden and his wife Tina, our brothers in Christ here in Brandenburg, Pastor Smalls and the Glory Bound Church, Pastor Randy Johnson, and Pastor Luke Bess, the Church of God of Brandenburg, for the Meade County General Baptist Church, and the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay. Father, these churches, we pray for them to become lighthouses to the community which they stand. We pray, Father, that these ministers, these pastors, Father, can and will be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit to keep these churches on that pathway of righteousness. For the young man that has been newly ordained into the ministry, Father, Pastor Will, my prayer for him is that the Holy Spirit is his teacher and he is the minister you want him to be. Pastor Eric and his wife, Jackie, Father, you know what the need is there. And that little full gospel church of God there at Akron, Father, not only a lighthouse, but make it a place of refuge to where the lost walking in darkness can go and find light, and that light being Jesus. And Father, I pray that you can find one man to put in that church, Father, that will preach the Holy Spirit, that will put the Spirit in that church, Father, and keep that church according to your will and your way. For my young friends in Pakistan, Pastor Harun Islam, Pastor Barak Mishai, Pastor Zephyrin Iron, Father, keep these. Keep them safe. Keep them in health and see to their needs. The Johnson family, the Lee family, the Branson family, my wife's family, my family. Father, all the families that listen to this word, may the Holy Spirit work. Work within our families, Father. And work with those that are walking in darkness. Help us to turn them from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus, so that none be lost, that all will be able to find and make heaven their home. For Jimmy Emery, Sharon Mumbell and her mother, for Sue, for Palance, Jim Taylor, for Kelly Smith and his wife, for Karen, for Henry Craycroft. Father, these all need a healing touch. Touch them in a mighty and great way, Father, so that they'll know that it was you and not mankind that brought about their healing. Now, Father, this church is yours, not mine. But help me, Father, to build this church in number. But also, Father, keep it growing in the Spirit. Yes, Father. Bring thy Spirit and thy gifts of the Spirit into this ministry, into this church, Father. And help it to grow in this area. Let it start a revival, Father, here in this county. One that will lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and your kingdom, Father. Not my ways, not man's ways, but your will and your way, Father. Father, this is my prayer today. And I make it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Remember, we can all, God's will, we can all be together again come Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. So until then, walk with him, hold his hand, and he'll walk and hold hands with you. So until then, God bless.